Blog Talk Radio.
This one right here?
What?
Remember.
Remember.
Just playing.
Just playing.
Ladies, love you.
All of them.
Yo.
Come here.
Bodie be so winning, all the bitches wanna come and get it. If you want your pussy murder, call the dagger, watch the killer, make a feeling. Got a eyes wide, bitch, you wanna go, show me why we flow. Don't know this bitch know how to deep throw. The dagger loves the ghetto, dagger, fuck whoever, pussy fatter, doesn't chatter. Breaking bad, but pussy fake, it doesn't matter. Niggas think I'm paid for it. You niggas funny. Bodie be in front of bitches, but they don't get nothing. Some niggas probably take a breather, I don't wanna fuck your bitch. If I did that, you'd be wild. If I was you, I'd stop you. I'd stop you mad. Feel you mad. Trust me, dog. I know the feeling. I'm not a fool. So don't make me have to stop your breathing. Stop your heart from being home. You're leaking like a broken faucet. Not my profit. If you want to hate a train, get up on it. You a hobbit. I'm a child. I'm a giant. Look how you see the letters on my ladies on my wig. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Nah, you bitches are just boys.
Boys.
Don't show a nigga no love. You want that fast cash, make it quick.
Make it quick.
Got you bitches doing dumb shit. No, you won't rule me.
You can call me queen.
I'm king, Bodie.
Let me be out.
Nah, boys rule. Still be making girls drool. Bad bitches think they hot. I'm taking shots. Every now and then, you know what? That one girl does come along. Makes things a little bit different.
I'm thinking
shit. Love is such a scary emotion. Has to hurt and hope. It was as good as like I've been a dream. My eyes don't ever open. Cause I know that you're important. Even though that's
right.
Why you think that all my exes don't wanna have my man? I told myself to give it up. Make me wanna try it. But I don't wanna claim it. I don't wanna claim it. I don't wanna scream it. I don't wanna scream it. I don't wanna scream it. I just wanna make you smile while I make that picture. Bodie B is for the bitches. But for you, I let them go. But only if the love I feel is real. But yeah, I'm even though I'm marking like a wrestler. I'm saying that you love a man,
King Bogey, baby, the hour. Nah, boys, still be making girls drool. Bad bitches think they hot. I'm taking shots. I am doing the show, huh? Hold on, my bad. See, I was doing this shit. Everybody on radio land. Yeah, yeah, I'm here. The show is going on. I hope you hung out for at least 5 minutes. I'm sorry. So I'm not going to do my whole intro again because, you know, sometimes I forget that I mute myself. So I apologize. But again, it is Thirsty Thursdays. I do got some things to talk about. Or actually, I just got some stories. So, you know, so we're just going to be that way. But I'm going to treat it more like a West Coast Wednesday. That's when people, and also realize, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to pour my drink, hit this weed. And I'll holler at y'all in a second, all right? Oh, also, for the record, though, if you do have my personal number and you want to text me personally, you know, you don't want to, because, again, a lot of people don't like people knowing, you know, that you watch this live, or you don't want to leave a comment or whatever, you know, I understand, it's cool, I understand. Now, if you want to hit me personally during the show and everything, and you, if you happen to have that line, and, you know, but, again, I will react on the show. So, just for the record, I'm not going to put that number out there, but if you happen to have it and you got out there, I'm just saying. Something else to do. We're going to try to get, you know, try to spike some things up around here. So I'll be right back. The Dagger, Hoodbound LLC. Funny be with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thirsty Thursday. Be right back.
All right, here we go. You want to play it? Let's play it.
Playtime, let's play.
It's all right.
Dagger here.
No
Dagger.
Drama, no stress, but we can still talk about it. It's all about the turn up right now. I'm telling you, this track. And nothing gets to me right now. I got to do it my own way.
But let's address the situation. Look,
let's turn this shit up, y'all.
Look, you need to stop it. Acting like a dummy bitch. You ain't never gonna trust the niggas. We need to quit.
You fucked around.
Okay, so what? You fucked around too. But look at you, still here. I'm still standing here too. So what's for breakfast, dummy? What you mad? Bend her over in the kitchen. Now she say,
why you all up in my tummy hurting me? But I can take it.
I beat it up. She bust like 7 nuts. I'm eating steak and bacon.
What's that vibrating?
Glancing at a nigga phone. I thought that it was silence, but at least it ain't a ringtone. Don't wanna hurt your feelings. Why you wanna hurt your own? I tell you one more time, mind your business, leave my phone alone. You gotta understand, I'm doing this for both of us. You really fucking okay, with me? Let's go get a bitch for both of us. Fuck love, fuck trust. Who's gonna make that blood pack? Daggers, and I'm here to lead the blood. Now here's what you must do when these bitches act brand new. If the dick mess up they brain, acting crazy and deranged, you just have to let her know this ain't how it's about to go. If that how it's gonna beat it, please admit it. But you will never ever get through 7 days.
At least I admit it. At least I admit it.
No,
Irish.
No.
You will never ever get through 7 days. I did it one time.
No fix like
that. It didn't end well. It didn't end well.
So
I'm not doing it again.
But this bitch locked my phone. Trying to unlock my phone.
No, hard to get to an appointment now.
This bitch locked my phone. Trying to unlock my phone.
You wanna play the games? Fuck it, let's play it then. I'll be all up and in your phone. I say I don't, but I pretend. Inbox, email, DM, social media, I'm in. Who the fuck is Jim and Tim? They always say, him, 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 her, him. Gladiator, Russell Crowe, these bitches.
The pinheads are raising hell. I'll show you how to love pain. Cocaine kills the brain. We slows the body down. Don't forget the liquor. That's 3 reasons you used to walk around. Oh, you ain't talking now. What happened to the chitty chatter? Now that you got busted out, you acting like it doesn't matter. If that's how it is, then fuck it, then let's let it be. Cause who's really loyal, right? But we can live a fantasy. You ain't got a lot of me and shy and timid. At least I admit it, you will never ever get this. Now here's what you must do when these bitches act brand new. If the dick mess up they brain, acting crazy and deranged, you just have to let her know this ain't how it's about to go. If that how it's gonna beat it, please admit it. But you will never ever get through 7 days.
At least I admit it. At least I admit it.
No, you will never ever get through 7 days.
I did it one time.
No fix like
that. It didn't end well. It didn't end well. So I'm not doing it again.
But this bitch locked my phone. Trying to unlock my phone.
No, hard to get to an appointment now.
This bitch locked my phone. Trying to unlock my phone.
I'm thinking, always smoking, drinking, doing what I gotta keep my boat from sinking. I just wanna keep on living, keep it moving, doing what I'm doing, winning, never losing. Lost too much already, heart too cold and heavy, now I'm feeling deadly, no more tears to cry. Hitting switches on these bitches, I'm for riches, showing off the ass and titties, tell a lie. No more time for tries, gave up on the people, good guy finished last.
Daggers being evil,
fucking up, no, I fuck shit up. And if you got that bomb, bitch, roll it up. And when it hits my chest, it better blow it up. The only time to save is when I'm
fucked up.
I try to be strong, but I'm fragile inside, cause working with feelings don't work out. I try to be leading to lies. Now, bitches despise and niggas be hating, they start to despise, but I'm still gonna rise and I'm aiming for
face.
This Carter a nigga,
hill boss on your face.
I done picked up the pace and I'm staying in motion. This music is life, I done picked up devotion. So sip on this potion, I promise you like it. I hope you excited, it hurt me to write it. I'm struggle. struggle. Wish I had a double. I just wanna fuck them. They just wanna cuddle. Burst the bubbles, causing trouble. Now they mad. Calling, crying, texting, whining, drugging, sad. You try to convince me and tell me I'm wrong. You looking for feelings and mine are all gone. I'm too fragile to care. My heart is in pieces. I know what they thinking, like telekinesis. Don't stay in the bleachers. Don't step on the court. Cause y'all need some crutches and I ain't support. This is my worst, my pride, my
pain.
This is the shit that leads on my. It's like I'm on speed, but no dagger be smoking. These pills I be popping. These bitches I'm poking. Be hoping I love them. I fuck them and shove them. Cause money and weed is always above them. And when I don't touch them, they sparking and tripping. But I don't hit women or I will be pipping. I choke them, shake them, fake them, hit them in the stomach. Take a breath away. Now she can't even comment. I don't care. I can't pour me another drink. Roll up another blood. Yeah, no mistake. Stop it. No, I can't. I think so when I die. No more asking why. No more being shy. I'm I walk, barely talk, always fought, did crimes, never caught. Always thought the future, can't forget the past. So many things I had, but they didn't last. Learned and
moved on,
with my
shoes on,
cause you
win some,
and you
lose some.
But it made me better, I survived the weather. I was all alone, but now we all together. Quit never happened, why must I repeat? With daggers on the track,
daggers killing beats.
Trick or treat, I'd rather beat skeet. And you won't catch me on Twitter, cause dagger don't tweet. I flow like a fleet, I smoke like a train. I'm colder than they losing, higher than planes. When dagger do die, please don't treat me the same. Just cremate a nigga and smoke my remains. I know that I'm strange and I'm crazy. And dreams like I'm Freddy, but silent like Michael. Believe in the Bible, but not in the preacher. And people need guidance, but I ain't the teacher.
I'm hoping you making no fuss will be given.
As long as I'm living, my team will be winning.
Had
to put it on the track. Anybody kill a bitch, remember that I'm
Now, let me start off by saying
what?
I want y'all to put the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope.
Don't think
get
that.
This shit twisted. I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just got to prove
a
point.
You know, I always got to prove a point.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And I got to let these women know, too. Yeah.
You know why?
Yo.
I'm a G. Till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking black.
Huh?
Motherfucking fly, I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly, girl. Motherfucking fly. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't. Go figure, they come and make it figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can, or muscle. You making me chuckle, cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pinch me so that sugar free. A lot of shit's been done to me, conceal my emotions. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room, I think I'm starting to leak. And you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home, you wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the street for someone else pick it up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing, I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. Motherfucking fly, I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Motherfucking
now I don't try to come off me.
I really hate when you cry, but I be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Gave these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes. So I got weed, gas, drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here to infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class. And my back is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass.
What?
I got the ball now, bitch, you got about a gray one. That fucking makes 68, but you can keep the air one. You ain't follow that, so listen here. I ain't even spit, so save a room for my main course. You decided, and I ain't in the mood.
Nope.
I'm looking for some better food, cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, you're the breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm
too
what?
Motherfucking fly, cause I'm
you're what?
Too motherfucking fly. I'm a G,
he's a G.
To the day I die, no crazy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly,
what?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I saw the game, he tried to play, and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip, but not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I'll rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something no one else can take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like kid a buck. Faggots had enough of that. Get your shit, you gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president. Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a John McCain. Just about to say I do, but now this shit would never be. So I just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G. I'm a G. To the day I die, and in the breezy in this world that's making me cry.
I'm still a G.
You know what I mean? Motherfucking
fly. If you ain't come correct, you don't come at all. You know what I mean?
Motherfucking fly. I'm a G. 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 I'm a G.
Thursdays with the Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You want to call in tonight? You want to call in tonight? 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue. Press one to holler at me, or like I said, I found a way to call into the show live from my computer. So that means my personal phone is open. If you happen to have the number, feel some type of way or whatever, it may feel something about. I mean, you just want to hit me directly. But again, if you do that during the show, then you're subject to whatever may happen during the show. All right? But, again, let me do this as I always do. Let me get my disclaimer out. Off top. Because, I don't want people thinking when every time I'm talking and I start, getting into things and everything, people feel some type of way. And I want it to be known. Like I said, I mean nobody, no harm, no foul. Me talking is hoping that people, because again, everybody want to be all about communication, understanding, this, that, or whatever. That's what this is to the best of my ability on a verbal platter, where I feel that by me doing it, it's somehow beneficial, whether it be to me, whether it be to somebody else, whether it be, I don't know. Again, don't get it twisted. I'm hoping by me doing this, and what it's always been for me is, again, it's an outlet, it's a way, it's beneficial to somebody. Because you don't like what I'm going through, I say it all the time, be better than me. Shit, please don't use me as an example on certain things. I'm the last motherfucker to be but on certain things, I know what the fuck I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So, but I know where I get in and fit in at, but that's me. But again, since I'm going to be talking about this video shoot and everything, and just the shit, the repercussions that have still, again, man, this is still Thursday, it's a week later. Now that I think about it, technically Friday, but it's been technically 7 days since the whole shit started. So I'm taking y'all 7 days in the past, and we'll catch up to right, probably motherfucking right now. We got enough time. Maybe I'll say, fuck it, just keep going. We'll see. I know how we get down over here on Bang Out Radio. You never know what may happen, but it's going to be real. It's just flowing. Yeah. But again, I want to make sure I go on record once again saying thank you. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. No side shit, no ill feelings, none of that. Like I said, thank you for anybody that has something to do with getting the Dag Saga done on the Playtime videography that I'm doing. Kicking, screaming, however the fuck it got done. Next saga is the Hood Bound Saga, but at least that's one saga down. No matter what, if you were involved in that Dagger Saga, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I really mean that. Because, again, that shit was hard to get done. And trust me, I know. In all aspects, we'll get into some of them. But, again, at the same time, it didn't have to be that fucking hard. So now, again, on that shit, going into the next saga, I got to take away the good, the bad of this and move it over here and just get better. You know, that's what I'm going to have to do, obviously. But, again, when I talked last time, I started at the end and I worked my way backwards. Since it's exactly pretty much a week since this all this shit fucking started, I'm going to start at the beginning. We're going to go back, you know what I'm saying? We're going back to the future. And again, let's not get it twisted. Again, from the very beginning, I give people ample amount of time. Yo, this is what's going on, location. Here's your chance to get involved. Here's what I need. Here's the time. You know, bam, 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 bam. I'm a disorganized person, but when I need to get organized, I can be organized for certain things. Because, again, I know what needs to be done in certain things, especially when it comes to, again, there's certain things that I take real serious. There's music shit I take very seriously, especially since it's at the point that it's never been, at least for me before. Any new step that I take is a new step. But as long as I've been doing this, I've constantly told people, like, don't get in the way of this. Whatever you do, do not get in the way of this right here. That ain't never changed, ever. So, but again, taking it back from the very beginning, right? Again, I've been on Facebook for about a month or so, whatever. Again, I just came from a week before doing two shoots in one day, doing two videos in one day. I had to knock those out on a personal tip. Because I knew what was coming. So luckily with the Dagger Saga, it was a lot of just me by myself. Here, there, certain things, you know, certain people in certain situations, I was able to just get that done. Like, man, talk about going out. Like, fuck, that's how we're going to go out. But again, shit got done. I'm waiting for the final product myself. We'll see. But again, let me say this too. You have to realize there's a whole lot of energy, time, money, like a lot of shit for what, 4 minutes probably or some shit. A lot of pain. You know, again, I know what I'm asking the people, but I'm also saying, you motherfuckers are listening, yeah, people could avoid a lot of shit too, but whoever told me they're gonna be here, whoop or whatever, shit's supposed to start on Thursday. We got the whole spot from Thursday to Sunday, got the extra day for planning. Making sure, you know, people know what they want to do in the video. Do we got everything we need? Get the layout of the motherfucking place. So, you know, load up real quick. And also, I love this you thing. I was watching my show last time, whatever, and I love this you thing. So I'm just going to say you, her, whatever. Because, again, I'm not going to call out no names. I'm not going to do that. I could do that, whatever. I'm not. If I say you, I may be talking about you. And, again, if the shoe fits, then feel some type of way about it. I'm sorry. But... again, let me start by saying by you were not supposed to be there. Sorry. You made me mad at me saying that or whatever, but that was the truth. That was the truth. Again, so yes, there's certain situations that I pre-plan. Or I know, because again, I know who I'm dealing with. If I could just be like, you know what, this is what's going on, whatever, I can pick up whoever. I gotta play musical cars and musical chairs in the cars because certain people can't be around certain people. Remember those old school mind teasers, like the fox can't be in the boat with the hen and the, you know, but you gotta get across the river, but you know you gotta go back and forth. Like that's every time I'm trying to get some shit done. Who's going to be around? Who's going to be around who? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that? Like, it's a whole lot of extra shit. Where, again, if I had the black card, I would just send cards to people. People probably never see me. I'm just saying, like, if I could, like, that's the crazy part. If I had the money, people probably see me less. But, okay. You're here. We adjust. We're gonna adjust the situation, okay? Because, again, I adjust what I can if I need to. If I'm willing to, if it doesn't affect the whole purpose was gone. Because again, I have to go with the whole in this situation. I always do. I have to, again, this would be what it's like to be the president about some shit or whatever. The president has to make some decisions. Not everybody's going to like that shit, but it's for the country. Which is why I was at the cabinet. Oh, motherfucker. There should be a lot of shit that shouldn't even get to me, because when it gets to the president, it's going to be yes or veto. If somebody's going to be on the wrong side of that shit. You know, that, you know, like, that's a bill, right? So, again, you can present me with what you're trying to do, whatever it needs to get to be. A lot of shit, motherfuckers do a lot of shit on their own, though. You know, that's that CIA shit and everything like that. That's that department and everything. Motherfuckers think they suck and everything like that. Like, the president don't know what's going on. But it's cool. You know, I have to be ignorant to a lot of situations because I don't be wanting to see a lot of shit. It's too much, and I really, like I say all the time, I want to call people on shit when I do see it, because again, you're not gonna, I'm calling you on it, but motherfuckers is asking for it this time around. I can't defend stupidity, you know. I can't, and when you go against me, it's only two options. Beside, you know what I mean, like I say, really, what are you gonna get out, like, oh, get out or lay down? You're not gonna beat me. You're not going to beat me in a crazy contest. You're not going to beat me in an attitude contest. You're not going to beat me in a thought like I'm not going to call you. You're not going to call me. You're not going to beat me in that. The people are still waiting on a phone call. If that's the game you want to play. I don't play them all, but I'm done playing games. Again, it's serious time. Serious, especially when I feel like I ain't been no closer to whatever I've been trying to do for these last till I am right now. People say, you want to be the leader, you want to be the, if I'm supposed to be the head honcho, I ain't waiting, but I don't know what the fuck anybody else doing. I'm going. So be mad you want to, because as I said, I've been trying to do, if you know me, no matter how long you know me, what have I been doing? No matter what the fuck you try to claim, 10 years to whatever, 4 or 5 years, whatever, what have I been doing? What has always been there? Before and after a lot of y'all. So who do you think I'm rolling with? Yeah, I thought some of these things were obvious by now. I don't know why we still talk. These things should even be, but okay, let's do it. Let's have a refresher course. But nah, like I said, coming to this situation. So, okay, you're not supposed to be here, but you're here. Okay, man, let's do this. Let's just load up or whatever. Now, again, I like starting early. Again, I'm under the impression that. Well, also, you know, motherfuckers got a little attitudes and shit and everything. Again, when it's game time, and this is like videos, performances, certain parties or whatever and everything like that. Like, I can zone, you know, call that tunnel vision. I just call it, remember that Biker Boys or whatever. Like, nothing, I can focus on what has to be done. I'm really good at tuning out, zoning out, like getting in whatever has, I can. And I'm getting better at it. Because again, the older I get, the more damage I can take. I've noticed that too. I mean, not damage I can take, but the more damaging shit is. Again, I ain't a baby no more. I ain't a kid no more. I still got that young, you know, but body boy, it takes a little longer to heal. Like I say all the time, Wolverine in that last movie when he met X-23. You know, Wolverine can still heal, but it just took him a little bit longer. Like, man, my Lazarus chamber is running low. I don't got too many recharges left. You know, but also the same. But also at the same time, when it's a lot of internal battles, that's the crazy part. It's not even outsiders I got to fucking deal with. I'm battling motherfuckers internally. Actually, pause before I get back to the video shoot, because, again, I wanted to make this point as well. Because people, I tell people all the time, the reason why I don't want to have to go through shit with people that actually fuck with, because I got shit that I do with that you may never even know about, or that just gets sprung upon me that I don't even be expecting. Like here's one for you, right? Because I'll talk about these moments. This is my personal thing, my niece, right? Again, I don't know what the fuck your problem is, you. You, I won't say your name, but my niece, you. But you call my mama bitch and flex your hands on her and everything like that again, and let me hear some shit like that, like you flaring up and everything, and you fucking know better. She didn't need me to be there or anything like that or whatever, but again, yeah, I made sure I got there quick as fuck. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? I don't give a damn what you own, what kind of stuff. But again, my flex on you're a dancer. Mom ain't no punk. You forget that's your grandma. Like, who are you talking to? You of all people. Flex is trying to flex. Like, literally flex. Like, you lucky I wasn't there to actually see it actually go down. Like, actually get happen. That's what people fail to realize about me. I always miss the action. I be looking for it sometimes. Like, I wish. I'm just waiting for it. And that's family. Got my mom crying over my, like I said, my sister survived cancer free and everything like that, but now it's back to the drinking. Her doctor told her not to be drinking or whatever, especially in this situation, but the drinking was always a problem for the cancer. That ain't nothing new. I'm looking at my mother break herself for y'all. We're trying to help her and everything like that, and this is what you over there doing? And you were supposed to be an essential worker. You was a nurse, everything like that. You had money. You had it. You were out there in the fucking valley, balling. The fuck are you doing? And you owe her money? Like I said, it's one of those times, like I said, I'll pull up myself. Ding dong. Because you know grandma told me where y'all at now and everything. I don't want to have to be this person. Because again, I'm with the shenanigans now. Because people are getting out of line. And I start with my own family. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, that shit, like, bro, you are a cancer survivor. Who do you always run to? What the fuck is going on in your life that got you even being this bold? That's bold. Bold. And then my sister talking about, see why I drink. No, I don't see why you drink. You drink because you drink. Ain't no excuses around here. I'm drunk at 8 a.m. I be drunk at 8 a.m. 3 days, no sleep. No excuses. And not doing this shit. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all supposed to be family. This is y'all. This is these genes over here. I don't know. And then, like I said, man, and you. Like I said, the daddy in that situation don't want nothing to do with none of y'all. Got a 5-bedroom house all to himself. Can't none of y'all go over there and live. Because he's scared he's going to get killed in the middle of the night, as he should be. But again, he's been running for years, and he's avoiding this situation. Again, I can get on, but nah, that's a, y'all stay over there. But nah, this shit is coming up. Y'all affect this shit. No. I don't give a damn what y'all over there on. And again, I'll give 2 points to my nephew, who was the one trying to dead the situation of all people. That lets me know how extreme it was. That my nephew, the one I'm always fucking complaining about, who ain't got no fucking sense, was being the peacekeeper? Oh, you was way, 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 way out of bounds. Way, way out of bounds. And like I said, I know 20-year-olds. You know what I mean? It's going to be one of the times. They got to go mop you. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Who you going to send on me? Your baby daddy, whoop, or whatever. I don't want to have to fuck up Braden's daddy. He ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Because you one of them people, too, that's going to keep dropping off my nephew with his dad or whatever. Because you want to be them type of moms and everything, too, now. What are you doing? Cars are getting repoed? Y'all have better cars than me. A couple of them. Like Mercedes is the shit, like everything. Like, I'm like, man. What? I don't get it. But I'm trying to tell my you done it. Take her to her doctor's appointments. That's the only way you're gonna get the truth. And drop them motherfuckers back off over there. You done enough. You gotta got through 2 survivor cancers. Your mama didn't die. She owe you money. Like, just because no, if I hear about her crying or anything like that again, or I pull up and see some shit like that again, it's on. And nobody's stopping me. Ain't nobody over there stopping me. Who? Let me look around. Oh, that's what I thought. I'm trying to be, I'm trying to stay out of it. But again, even when I started trying to stay out of it, why every time, again, it's something wrong. And this shit that just sprung up on me. Boom. Out of nowhere. So the most, why can't y'all even just sit over there and just fucking chill? Why? You got your mom, your brother, your sister, other you over there, like, two houses within walking distance of each other. Then me and certain people have that shit locked. I don't get it. You got shit that, whatever. Let me hear about you, my mom's again. Anybody over there. Because like I said, Joseph used to try to do that shit. And yeah, I said his name. Fuck it. I'm saying, fuck it. But you, like, way too much. Way too much. And you way out of bounds. So again. But again, this shit that just pops up. This is shit that I have to save energy for, because you never know when some shit like this may pop up. My family just is fucking crazy. But they the super hot heads over there. I need medication, I need therapy, but they really, really need that shit. But ain't nobody gonna do it. Because again, everybody was occupied. I don't know why. My niece, she looked for a reason to not be an essential worker. She had I don't want to work because, again, the school is down. That's my only reason. And I was daily working, but I don't got no bills. My phone bill, my car note. Like I said, I give my mom, how I help my mom, and I make sure it's to not be a burden. That's all I got to do. My bills are getting paid. She gets her hush money. You know what I mean? Pay this, pay that, bam. As long as shit don't, you know, I'll show up with the police, whoop or whatever. Because, again, she got nothing to deal with. This is at the same time another reason why I got to make sure I do something, because I can't do that. I can't do what she's doing. I can't. And I hope her help, you know, lasts until I can't provide. Because, again, she's going to have the top medical staff. I bet you that if I get the shit. She will not need for nothing. But I can't do that, man. I can't, she goes. When my grandmother was in the hospital, she's in Denver every other day for hospital visits and everything. Then when my sister was there, training like this, when I was sick, like I remember, like that's just who she was, and that's just what she did. That's like, but she's, and I'm thinking I'm getting on. She's older than me. Got to do something. It can't be like these people. Look at her daughter. Look at her grandkids over here on this side. Look at these people. That's why I be on my baby niece and nephew or whatever and everything. They might have the shit. You got some generations, so we got to focus on them motherfuckers right there. They can come over anytime, hang out for the weekend. They want to run. Yeah, get them away from these people. So, yeah. So, and then again, this is family. This is blood. So, again, motherfuckers think you won't let them go. Like, what the fuck? Like, get the fuck about? Like, but okay. Back to last week, right? 7 days ago, right? So again, you're not supposed to be here, but you're here. We adjust, man. Load up the car and everything. Now again, in my head, I like doing shit up early, because you know, early check in, early this, early, because you got shit to do, we got things to do. I'm thinking this, that, or whatever. So then I tell you, okay, I got to think of you, got to pick up this person, and then bam, get to the location, bam. This is at like 12, 1 o'clock, you know. So I get 2 or 3. Because of the luggage and everything. So I'm already like, fuck, I got to make another trip and everything. So I'm already, like I said, already I'll be in my head so much thinking about what else to do. You know, it's chess, not checkers. I'm thinking 2-3 steps ahead. At the same time, I be so gone sometimes that, like I said, I overthink situations. I may miss things, you know, details and everything. So these are the times that I be thinking, you know, maybe somebody's looking out for me. Maybe looking at the situation, seeing what's going on. And maybe want to be a critical or positive thinker or whatever. Because, again, I need help sometimes. This is what people look for. I need help. If I could do it all on my own, I would do it all by myself. So, again, that's like, I need people to speak up sometimes. I don't need people to be scared, but I need to speak up in the right situation. Like, if you know we can't check until 4 o'clock, why you got me picking up everybody and driving way out here at like 2, we still have like 2 hours to kill. But, again, maybe you said that because you told me that in these long paragraphs of messages that are going on or whatever, that you know damn well, if it exceeds maybe about 3 or 4 sentences, I'm probably not going to read that shit. So if you threw it in the mix of that, you know, but my fault. Cool. But since we right by the beach anyway, again, I'm trying to like, bam, here's this. Oh, boom, let's do this. I'm gonna go post up right here by the beach. Boom, park, walk out to the beach. Solo bolo. I mean, left the other two in the car or whatever and everything, because we got about an hour to kill us some change, right? Oh, but now you're on your phone or whatever, you. Now you're on the phone trying to hit the people we're supposed to be ran from and everything, talking about, do you got another $60 sit there for what? Oh, we could check in that way. So what, now you want to pay $60 to check in an hour early? No, I'm at the beach. I'm about to go relax. I'm about to go have a seat. There ain't nothing to kill an hour. Now, I'm going this way. By the beach, chilling, took a couple pictures and everything, you know, chilling, relaxing, trying to woo. Because again, this is just the beginning. We ain't even fucking checked in yet. This is day one. Like, day one, I'm like, the shoot's on Saturday. The actual shoot. From 6 to 10. The 4-hour shoot we're very big is on Saturday. And it gets Thursday afternoon. 2 o'clock, 2:30. Yeah, chilling down at the beach. Why not? This is the best part of Cali. You can go down to the beach whenever the fuck you want to. Just, you know what I mean? So chilling, relaxing. Sure enough, 10, 15, well, no. 20, 30 minutes. Again, I don't know. Again, when time just becomes whatever to me after a certain point. I know times like I'm supposed to be here 3, 4, whatever, but as much time, like how much time has it been from here to here, sometimes I lose that. So basically I'm sitting out there and just trying to relax. And sure enough, you know, it's one of those things where you look over your shoulder like, again, I'm looking at the beach this way, like beach this way, and it's like, and showing up over the horizon, man. It's you. It's you. Like, what the? I'm looking at the time, like, it ain't been no hour. Like, what? And again, this is what people be talking about. This is what you have a habit. This is what you do all the time. I don't know why you feel like, I don't know, you're not security. You don't got no gun. If anybody were to try to jump in, you're not going to jump in. I don't know why you feel the need to be like right here all the time. That part, again, I don't. Sometimes it depends because, again, when nobody else does it. So, again, I understand, but at the same time, this is a time when you would think you would be like, you know what, you might want to go smoke a cigarette over there. Or you're not grasping whole. You know, again, that's small, narrow-mindedness or whatever. And, again, I'm only comes to this when. Because, like I said, when it comes to performing, because this thing costs money. This costs people time. This is shit that, you know, anything else I do is just, I'm really kind of like whatever about it. To be honest, that's what makes people mad. But, again, I know what I'm good at, and that's what I can focus on. Anything else, like, but, all right, so, wait, bam, where we at, bam, bam, wait, trying to, so wait, you weren't supposed to be there. Okay, we're at the beach. Yep, okay, see, over the horizon, here you come. Okay, we can go check in now. And again, when I found out that I missed the text that said we were going to check in, if I knew that we couldn't check in until 4 o'clock, I wouldn't be rushing and doing all this shit at 11, 12. This is what I mean. This is the part that flusters me, is when people act like, again, I wouldn't be doing this if I knew this. And you can't tell me I would be. Why would I be out here old to be like, walk away? Because I know people need as least time around each other as possible. Like, these things I know already. So again, I'm already in my head again. Because again, you're already not supposed to be here. So it's already tits already just off top. You know what I'm saying? Just to be honest. So then, okay, fuck it. Let's go. That's what we gotta do. Gotta check in, gotta get inside. Man, walking back. But now again, but now the other person, you, your ass. Again, I don't know why you be doing this shit. Any other time, you can put on your headphones, you can mind business, you can go take a walk, you can go do all this shit to be in the corner and not worry about nobody or give a fuck about nobody saying or doing. But now all of a sudden, you are some. What the fuck? Where'd everybody go? Why'd y'all leave me here? Whatever. Keep in mind, it's not like we was over here having a picnic or some shit or anything like that. Again, don't act like you don't know her. Get down. She gonna follow me or try to follow. I walked off by myself. Oh, and I was also told that I went back to the car for something, and then I walked off with her. Again, did not happen. We'll agree. When I first walked off to the car, and this is my story, and I'm sticking to it. When we first parked and got there, I was about to walk. I'm like, oh, I patted my pockets like I do. Like, babe, check my pockets. I didn't have something. One of my pockets was light. So then I went back to the car. Like, oh, now again, I don't know if I went in the truck. I don't know if I went in the car or whatever. And I grabbed my shit, whatever I got, and I proceeded to go to the beach. All right. Now, whatever happened, whatever time frame, if she walked off and went another way, whatever, I go, whatever. I don't know why you think we was out here having some kind of picnic, just whatever, like you just entered the car. But again, even if we was, why, like any other time, you just be in your own world anyway? What's the problem? We at the beach. So when I do get back in the car, now getting ready to go, check in. Oh, now you, why are you there? Now you want to, but again, you're only showing off because of this one. That's it. You're only like, oh, why are you leaving? Why the, are you really? From the back seat. That's bad enough, right? You know that backseat motherfucker back here, like, wait, I got to turn this way to even, like, really? But again, anybody can get it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to do this? I ain't scared of you either. I got shit to do. You done? What, motherfucker? Hey, she followed me. I don't know nothing about your time frame, whatever. And as soon as she got on the beach, I walked back to the car because she said we could check in. And again, keep in mind, she could have texted me. This girl said to me, You sent me so many text messages from fucking before Thursday all the way to Sunday and still even now. So many. But this, you have to walk all the way to the beach to find me to tell me verbally. But okay. And again, y'all two motherfuckers already don't like each other. So again, tension already. Okay, fine. Say a lot of these. Look, sit down. Go over here. Gotta go check in. Man, go back to where it was going. Man, go over there. Now, when you check in, they give you the address. The address you get is on one side of the street. The actual location is on the other side of the street. You got to go up this little special driveway or whatever, free parking. The place is like a little maze and everything. But place is nice. 12th floor or whatever, only one floor above it, you know. But now, again, it's hard for me to keep up with attitudes. Because, again, I can't keep up with your attitude right now when I got shit to do. Again, it's one of those, and now she doesn't want to stroll out. She's about to go handle the check-in, go find his way. That's what she's going to go do. You know she ain't that aware. Now that we're here alone with whatever, now you're over here huddled in the corner with your back to the motherfucker and everything. Do we have a problem? Again, this is the time. Do you want to go home? Do you want to put a plug on your part in this? Do you, like, what do you want? Ghost town. Fine. What you're doing at the beach, being quiet, but that's what you want to do. So you sit there. I'm going to sit over here, wait for her to come back with whatever we got to do. We can check in this bitch and keep this shit moving. I can't feed into it. I can't feed into it. Because, again, if I feed into it, I'm trying to give people a chance. Motherfuckers be quiet. So I'm not going to feed into it. Because, again, if I go there, then it's going to be a problem. Yeah. So now the other one come back. You come back. We go check in or whatever. 12-4, way at the top. You know, go load up some stuff. Bam, do whatever. I come all the way back down. Now you, who was sitting over here in the corner, now you're wondering, why y'all leave me? Are you fucking serious? See, this is all I even expect, man. Now you, of all people, you just heard me talking, right, as what's up. You said you were, but nothing to say, right? You were sitting over here. You saw people walk off. Again, if I see people walk off, I don't know we got to go somewhere. I'm going to go that way. So at least I know where I'm going. Even if I don't take my luggage, even if I don't take my shit or whatever I got to bring or whatever, I'm still going to be like, oh, I'm going to find out where we're going. You sat here and you wanted to see it, but again, it's my fault for you wanting to sit here and ignore people. Then when people walk off, you don't notice people walk off or whatever you was doing or whatever and everything. Now you feel like, motherfuckers don't let me wait a moment. Why you ain't paying attention? It's over here on hermit mode with your feet in your head with the, you know what I mean? With the Japanese, not Japanese, and the Mexicans be hurled up and you down here with the sombrero on top over here, you know, motherfucker. Again, I know you're getting down too. But I'm going to go see where the spot is and see what it looks like. Obviously, you're not going to go anywhere. You'll be here when I get back, right? Again, this is me in my head. I'm already thinking these things. But again, I'm not going to sit here like, nobody calls that. Mama's not going to sit and be like, you, come on, let's go, whatever. And I sat here and just tried to talk to you one-on-one, but everything, brush me off, give me the cold shoulder. I'm not going to keep, no, certain things I'm not doing. So past that, mother's leaving me, yeah, what, blood, are you done? You done? Ready to go? Let's go. Because again, you're already dealing with your own personal shit, too. I know that already, too. So again, I'm trying to let motherfuckers slide. Again, I know you're doing a favor above everything else. So thank you. But, hey, damn, I say all the time, I'm the punching bag on motherfuckers and shit. But damn, right, like, what, we want to take all these swings right now? And they can say, it's still Thursday. We ain't even checked into the fucking room yet. So get upstairs. Load up everything. My stuff. Her stuff. Her stuff. And then, let's see. Oh, yeah, certainly, right. So, since there wasn't any room in the car, I had to go back to LA, make another trip to pick up somebody else. Because I also told these two ladies over here that I would take them to the Halloween store because they didn't get a chance on the first round. Whatever. You know, again, everybody needs to make sure they got what they need for the video shoot. All right? You know, try to handle business. Now, I'm trying to tell a story. I don't know if I'm going to tell it chronologically or as I received information. I don't know if that makes sense. Because there's a lot of stuff that went on during certain times that I didn't find out were going on, you know, way later. And then you're like, oh, but just follow me how I may go. So, again, it may be also Quentin Tarantino shit where this part may go here. Or is it, but just I'm trying to make it make sense. All right? I'm trying to just heads up. So, while I'm taking the other two ladies out to get their shit that they need for the video shoot and everything like that, again, now you're, and again, this is what don't make sense to me either. You're sitting on the 12th floor on some beachfront property, two and a half bedrooms, big living room, kitchen, balcony, connected balcony, anything like that. Like, the fuck is your problem? I don't know how you can sit in this and create a problem. And right now you have it to yourself. Because again, down the line, you're going to keep throwing the fact that, you know, you spent the money, you paid it, whatever it is. So right now you're in this whole motherfucker all by yourself. Call out the rooms you want. You know, everybody know you're going to take the master bedroom with the bathroom inside already anyway. I'm just saying, everybody already knows it. Like, you got that right now. Enjoy. Because, again, the only reason, but why trying to ride out with these people? You don't want to even be with these people or around these people. Why are you trying to go? Sit here. Trying to be nosy. I don't know what you're trying to do, but during the process, trying to handle business. Crazy text messages, crazy phone calls. Why am I? And again, you could tell. Can you ever tell the drunker somebody get by how their messages get on their phone or how mad they get or whatever when they talk to you? I don't know if y'all know this. Or maybe I've dealt with too many crazy bitches in my life. But you can see, I'm just sitting in my head like, are you really over there just getting drunker and drunker and get fat and mad at me? Again, you're not supposed to be here. Maybe the fact I keep saying that pisses you off. But again, it's the truth. That's what motherfuckers are living the truth. But again, you're downplaying people. You're talking about people and everything. Well, when are you going to get back? And again, you ask me, okay, I'll be back in 30 minutes or less like Domino's. You know what I mean? And get there. Again, I was closer than you thought. But again, you don't know that, but that's fine. So, and I get there. We get upstairs, you know, after shopping and getting, you know, now we got one more person who's bringing their stuff upstairs. Walk up to the door with the key in the door like, click, click. Huh? This motherfucker locked. I know you didn't. Yeah, she done locked the door. Who still does this? It's the things that I never put nothing past anybody. I usually, but really, again, now for what's trying to be done in this. You're really about to do this right now? And the two people I have with me, one been trying to fade you for years. And it's her stuff that's inside that you're trying to hold hostage along with my stuff or whatever you feel, this, that, whatever you feel right now. It's not just my shit that's in there that you're fucking with. Because again, I don't care. In my head, I'm already playing out this whole situation. If you choose to extend this any further than right now, but at the same time, I keep giving you ways out. You know what I'm saying? I had my moment, rang the doorbell a few times, knocked the roof or whatever and everything, kicked the door one good time, like boom, at the police, like, you know, and called a few times. And then when you, you know, this is the shit that, you know, upsets. You know, I'm trying to, and again, it's, I try to laugh, but it's not funny. But at the same time, while I'm over here laughing, other people are out here trying to really, like, really calm the fuck down where they don't, like, you know. Because especially when you call the number, I call you, and I hear your phone on the other side of the door, like, and I make sure I'm not tripping, so I ask the other two people, y'all hear that motherfucking phone, like, right there, right? You know, these are the things that, again, it's like, you must, like, and I'm talking through the door. You got to, I ain't telling who, what, white people is around here, but, like, we're renting this space out. This is your name on this shit, right? You just spent all these thousands of, like, are you really about to, but again, the whole time prior to this, you don't got no beef with nobody, nobody else. It's only about me. All right. So let me remove myself, at least from this situation. Because again, the whole time I'm texting you, like, you need to give people their shit at least. I'm down. I ain't even there. You know, so people can roll out. Some other things can be done. You just don't even want to open the door now. Again, you're scared. I know now. You know, her, she done been banging on the door, woo, and they like, and again, you're playing with people's livelihood. People's music. She got her music, her clothes, whatever she bought or whatever. Her. Because again, we're supposed to stack up and post up for a couple of days, get shit ready. And you're playing. At the same time, you don't know how hard it is to calm down like people over your bus. This is part I be talking about. And I can't even explain this. I have no idea what this is. I can't even believe this is happening right now. Honestly. And again, this is give somebody an inch, they take them out. Like you're just really up. And now you're ignoring me completely. Again, I've been sitting there taking your shit, talking to you, text message, phone or whatever. That's the problem. Not really even ignoring you or whatever. I've been letting you air out how you felt, say it with your chest, you know, whatever. I'm trying to be cool, be the punching bag or whatever. When it came back, you would have been able to do it larger. Like I said, shit would have got done as it was planned out to be. But you want to lock doors. And then you want to get scared. I said, I don't know. I would have been scared too, maybe, if I was you. Because, again, I keep telling you all the time. When it comes to that, you at the bottom of the totem pole. And I keep saying, you don't want that smoke with not nobody. Let me go down a couple. Let me think about some matchups. Loss. And again, I don't even think you can fight. Like, I don't even think you're a fighter. I see you, like, running or curling up in a ball or something. Again, I don't know. I don't know. But you talk way too reckless for somebody who can't back that shit up. At least that way. That's why you keep trying to throw that money situation out there and everything. I keep telling you, I'm talking about that, and the motherfuckers got their own money. You don't mind that over there, you don't ask for help. So you can be in your own perpetuating situation. But again, that's something else. But you really gonna lock the door knowing what we're trying to do, what's supposed to be going on. But again, in my head, trying to rationalize the whole thing, because again, I already got to calm people down. I already got to, you know, look, she ain't going to do nothing stupid, dumb, crazy. Right? We do know this. Right? She's flexing. This is all she can do. Thursday, it's the first day. She already went, you're supposed to be here. So she's probably taking advantage. And look at it this way. Since she didn't go to work today, again, I'm breaking it all the way down. Because, again, I know. I look at how shit plays out. And just, I know. She needs this job. If she called out today, she's supposed to go to work the next 2 days. She can't call out either way. She's going to have to come out of that place. And, again, she has to be at work no later than 11:30 the next day. She's got to wait her out. Like, yeah, she knew just she ain't gonna go through it. I mean, it does. I'm still trying to explain, but again, yeah, for nothing. But again, I know I was going, but she's got to come out of there. You're way over there. Supposedly you ain't got no money. You way over there by the beach. You're just way over here on this side of town. No transportation. How are you going to get there? So, fuck. But okay, we lose one night on somebody being dumb as fucking again. She's going to hit me with some bullshit. Ignore my calls. Ignore my calls. Ignore my texts. And respond. You've been blowing me up again for the last hour at least. I'm just saying, own it. Just ghost town now, right? But again, I'm not sleeping. I made this stop for a minute. I got to drop people back off, pick them back up in a couple of hours, whatever. But then at 6 a.m., sure enough, you hit me with some, sorry, I fell asleep. See, again, this is where it's a respect level now. Because, again, you can't. No. And then on top of that, you try to flip it around and make it like it's my fault. Because here's a few things that got thrown back at me. And again, this is when we go to, you know, law and order and shit and everything like that. Because again, I'm trying to be, I've been your best defense lawyer. People say I may have been protecting you a little bit. Like that. Maybe I have been. I don't know. Looking at it from this side of things now. But at the same time, I always thought people would be like, you know, that's just her. But you just going away. You went way too far. Against the wrong one. You know, that affected too many people. So, yeah, 6 a.m. talking about, I fell asleep. Really? Again, you when the whole time you were talking shit on the phone and everything like that, you were on speakerphone, got eyewitnesses and everything like that, got eyewitnesses at the door, got eyewitnesses that heard the phone ringing on the other side of the. I kicked this motherfucker like the police. I know she was banging on this motherfucker like a ghetto motherfucker trying to get up in this bitch and everything like that. The room that you were in supposedly passed out drunk in less than 30 minutes of getting off the phone. Wanting me to rush to get there is less than 10 feet. Boom, boom around the corner. So you can't say you didn't. Again, this shit is not going to hold up in court. I cannot tell this story that you're trying to pass off to me, to these people who were there, and make it make sense. Even if I wanted to or tried to, I can't pass off this. I can't do it. I cannot. I'm not going to. And I'm telling you to shut the fuck up. You know, tell the lawyer, like, no, do not get on the stand. Don't know. But again, nobody want to listen to me. Nobody ever want to listen to me. Even when I'm still even trying to help. There was even before I even went all the way off on the DVLOS. All I had to do was wait you out. It's really, well, for me, I didn't care. It's more of those, I'll just tell you, whatever, do what I want to do anyway. Because again, once I already knew once you left out of here after what you've done, you're not coming back. Not because of me. Because again, you're scary. That's underlying. You went too far with a lot of things. You know motherfuckers going to be talking, but again, it's Friday now, Friday morning. But that's the story. These are the stories you want to roll. And let's add some more to it, right? Again, you're going to tell me that I went to the wrong door. That's what you're going to tell me. That's another thing you want to add. And you were at the wrong door. Make sure you check the wrong. Again, you're flexing on me like I done did something wrong. Like, I don't know where I carried luggage up to this motherfucker 2-3 times, even if I didn't know the actual number. Because, again, what happened was, which is where you don't realize that, when I did pull up and get back, I asked you what door number it was. I thought I had to call a motherfucker to get in here and everything because I didn't have the clicker and everything and none of that shit yet and everything. So I asked what room number it was, and I said the wrong room, but I know what motherfucking door I was at. Because, again, Exhibit A, it's when I'm calling, I hear the door, like, don't play me. It's not going to, like, and then I said I kicked the door. Then you said I didn't leave a mark on the door. Again, I was like, okay, well, fine. I may have not made up the mark on that. Good, because I didn't want to. But then when other people got there later, when people actually got there, there was a mark. He says what I was told or whatever. I didn't see it. I didn't go looking or whatever. But again, like, none of your shit checks out. Oh, and here's the clincher. You know, talk about, like, bloody. This is the weapon. This is the weapon. The door lock, right? This is the weapon. That door, as we all know, who were there, remains open unless you lock it from the inside. And not only is there one deadbolt, there's two. So now you're going to tell me Now, I don't know how to work a key and lock. Because when I did try to put the key in turn, it didn't turn. And even if it did and didn't open, that means you have to lock the... Now, see, me, I don't pay attention. Again, I have yet to be really inside, or I wasn't paying attention to the deadbolts and shit. This is where you're even sending me screenshots of the door, basically telling me so. Oh! Look. So you had to lock it. And then it's, oh, I locked it on accident, or I wasn't, or like, then it's all the stop talking. That is your best bet right now. But you just can't, like, it's something within you that you just can't, you just like, you just really, I don't know what, I honestly don't. This, I don't know, because it gets thicker. And this is just you. This is one person. But, right, so again, you have to, then you want to send me a screenshot or a picture of the bottle that you were drinking all talking about. Look, I drunk all this or whatever. That's why I passed. Like, miss me. None of that. Stop talking. But here's what I want. And right now, if you could tell me the absolute truth, right now, I will have your back fully. All this feel like we can move on forward. You know what I mean? I'm not going to trip about nothing. Right now, after all the shit you did last night, after locking into like all that, everything. Right now, this is before you get back over there. This is all, now all of a sudden you're back on the phone texting. Well, where you wide? You know what I'm saying? Like now you just, I guess you well rested, right? Again, not to know that people know that you're on Facebook commenting on people's shit throughout the night at different times, because they're, but you know, that's other shit and everything. You were dead asleep, though, right? But yeah, you're not going to hold up during cross examination. But again, yeah, like I said, bed asleep, this set or whatever, drunk, no lock on the door, or you know what I mean? Here's the lock, so whatever. You're basically just stop. But if you could tell me right now, just tell me the truth. You were mad, you had feelings, you had a moment, you got scared. Because you thought she was going to come in and wax that ass. Like, also, because you've been waiting to do it or that. You know, just admit it. Admit it. Admit the truth. For one time, just try it out. Again, it's one of those times, I guess you thought I was like that daddy. Be like, who broke you? I promise you won't get in trouble. I was really awesome. Look, you will not get in trouble right now if you can admit the truth on what you did. Because that's what this is all about. Admitting and standing up to what you do and say. That's it. Motherfuckers will even give you that. You don't realize how many people will give you that. People's intelligence. And you're fucking with people's livelihood. And you're standing in the way of my shit. I don't give a fuck what you pay for. And it's already paid for. But again, you all these things. That's why, again, you try to take whatever little you have and just try to run with it. So again, it's fine. That may work with me. Again, it's not working with me. I'm just going to let you think it's again. Eventually, you're going to be gone. And that's your choice. Again, I got, if some of y'all saw it live for yourself, you know what I mean? Her choice. But again, you can't save everybody when a motherfucker just want to go to the electric chair. And again, don't get on the stand. You just persist. Don't say nothing. I say that all the time. If you want to hide behind your money and everything like that, you can do that. Be bougie, pay for whatever, get the best or whatever, close the door, don't dare about nothing, and shut the fuck up and sit on your high horse. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing to you. But you don't want to do that either. Every time I come back with a deal, again, you out here triple murder and everything like that. I keep trying to get you a deal out here. Oh, you don't want to take the deal. You don't want to say, nah, fuck that. Like, come on. Then you want to fire me, the best lawyer you got. All right. Again, like I said, this is just, I ain't even got back to the place yet. But now you up all morning and everything, like, all like this, that, and trying to like say certain things. You know, I could be on my way right now. You know, since you're wide awake and everything. No, I'm going to go back to sleep. Hey, but still text me. Why are you still texting me? You text sleep? Again, I'm trying to figure out, like, this shit is not making fucking sense. Like, but you're trying to just drag this shit out. Drag it out. Again, there's only certain time frames you can give me. You give me a time frame, whatever. I bet you when I get there, that motherfucking time frame, that you know, after all this shit, you open that motherfucking door. and showing up that motherfucking door was actually, it was unlocked. I was able to just walk in. I gave it to you. So again, this is the funny part. Again, people don't realize just by me coming back here and doing what I'm about to do is going to prove what you did on top of that. Because obviously, I know exactly what fucking door I was at because I walked right back to that same exact door. Right? And obviously, again, this motherfucker, you have to lock it from the inside in order for this motherfucker to be locked. Well, okay. But again, you admit to locking the door, but now it's, well, natural or this. Oh, yeah. I didn't do it intentionally. And then you fell asleep and those other went passed out. And again, we're talking anywhere between maybe 6 and 7:30. Because again, my times be off. I'm going to say between 6 and like 7:30. And you ain't never went to get the fuck out of here. But you're just so. This is what I'm hearing again at 6 in the morning, between 6 and when I get back up there. I was so exhausted mentally. And you've been me. Nope. Because again, now, and then, like I said, the information I get down the line that I find out down the line, then I just know you lie. I even more so know you lie. Just more, you know, evidence just keeps coming in. Again, I could probably say it, but okay. So, and the one thing I made sure is like, look, I promise ain't nobody gonna hit you. You need to make sure this motherfucking door is open. Make sure motherfuckers ain't shit ain't fucking with, because you still need to go to work, right? That's your shit and everything. Again, you're wasting time and say, and you still got a motherfucking attitude. Like, you really think. You can get you the fuck up out of here before somebody else whoops your ass. Again, I'm still trying to save you by getting you out of this situation, because again, you're not stopping nothing, even though you're trying to. I don't know what you think you're trying to do. So, and now on the rock, again, you still got to go all the way back to your house that you don't want nobody to do that. For whatever reason, I don't know why you think motherfuckers want to come pull up on you or this, that, or whatever. Like I said, nobody really cares. But because you don't want nobody to know where you live at, this is one of those things where I got to do extra shit when I pick up people and do this and that or whatever. So you all the way back to your house so you can get work clothes that you should have been had already. And then take you all the way to work. Again, this is the most I'm giving you because I know already in my head, once you there, I ain't going to have to worry about you. I already know that. So this is but the whole time you're just really just nitpicking. Again, this is the time when I just really just because the whole time I'm giving it to you straight, but I'm trying to I'm like, just shut up. Just stop talking. You're still getting what you want. You didn't get beat up. You had a whole night to yourself. Like all this you in my eyes, you won. You just wanna keep. All right. But at the same time, there's certain things that stuck out again. And this is when I know that I was done. This is what I know. It's like, cause again, there's some things that are just internal. It's really, because again, I faced my own demons with this shit. You really sat there and told me that this was your world. Like, yo, and you really meant it. Like, everybody, not just me or whatever, everybody, like, confined to what you want in your world. And this is like, and I looked, and I really believed you. And that's motherfucking fine. That is your world. You got that. And it's crazy to me how you always end up in that motherfucker alone somehow. I see it now. If this is, again, it's always, I don't know why you're going to bring it here of all people. But I'm just trying to be the person and do what I said I was going to do for the longest, as much as you be talking about it. But again, really, this is your world. Again, but again, that's the problem. There we go. There it is. I see it. Thank you. At least you admit that. Because, again, when you were mad trying to move my luggage or whatever, when I wasn't in there, talking about moving it into certain rooms, they don't put it in there. I didn't tell you to put it in there. I want that room. Which had nothing to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Because, again, this thing that you think you have, you don't have it. This control, this power, or whatever. No, you do not. You don't even have it physically. You can't even pump nobody. And you was not about that life. And, again, I'm trying to make you a part of that life, but for the recklessness, and you still got to pass. But the whole time now, you want to ask me why are you not driving? I said, you want me to speed now, to speed to get you to work? Well, you made me wait till this time, and I could have been there already. You could have already been like, see, you want me to cuss at you. This is what you want. I already know your attention is good. No. I'm not doing it. Saving my energy. Saving. Conservation. For what? Look at you. And you really, another thing, what was the other thing? And you really believe that I owe you an apology. Even disregard us. I even gave you one more chance. Just apologize to the people put out, like I said, because you want that opportunity. Fuck what we got going through. You need to apologize to the people that really deserve an apology. Again, I don't care about your bullshit. Your bullshit don't bother me. You fucking with people like that want to fuck you up, and you're really like, well, no, they don't deserve shit, whatever. They should have shut the fuck up. Like, you really think people are beneath you? That's sad. That's sad. Again, you just really can't. If you can't look at it, like I said, you and you really believe that. I see it in your face. I know that look. Can't nobody tell you no different. So again, but that's all you. Can't do that. That right there, and you're still, again, right now, I'm trying to have a smile on my face. I'm trying to listen to music and everything, and you're still going? Still? Can't help yourself. Can't help yourself. And as soon as I drop you off at work or whatever, now you're still texting me. I'm like, my God. Like. So, again, we'll pause with that part right there. Again, that's got her working. And then again, keep in mind also this whole, even after this hit, texting throughout the whole time, trying to talk about when people got to leave and trying to switch up time frames and trying to hit up my director and all kind of just reckless shit. You know, so a piece of, oh, quick funny note, though. You get found this out later, but let me add it in now because I don't want to forget because it was kind of funny. Because some of y'all may have saw this. You know, certain black lights were broken or thrown off of shit and everything and certain things like that. And, you know, some people, like I said, like showing out in the wrong way. But then come to find out, because, again, when other people get there, they go exploring. Because, again, we look at where we're at, we're trying to figure shit out. Find one of the black lights in, like, a kitchen drawer or something like that or something, like a place where it has no business being. And then I happen to find one just on a whim by the bed where I was going to, like, pose up. So we're looking at it. So now we're looking at it just like. So those same black lights that she was complaining, because I also looked over the balcony, because the balcony's right there. So if you threw them over the balcony, there's going to be some glass. I mean, you know, check story, you know, just to see. There's no broken glass down there. No white people reporting shit. So a couple of hidden black lights and two. So what you did was, at least one of your activities while you was in here all by yourself, getting drunk and shit, when you claim you were sleeping, you were. You actually took these black lights and actually hid them around this place like motherfucking Easter eggs. And you know what I mean? And it's Easter. Like, that's what you really did. That was one of your activities. And to think, again, this is the part, this is why I need the website. This is one thing I wish I could have, the little mini. It would have been worth seeing you walk this big ass dude, everything sweet and everything, hiding black light and multicolored light bulbs. While people are either knocking on the door, whether you did it after people left or whatever, because even they told me they walked around, like they left, they came back around the other side, because you know, it was like right here in the corner, so you can come around either way. And they heard you in there moving and being up on the door, like when, like, again, you're past all that, you got past all that and everything. But then we get inside and have an Easter egg hunt with black light bulbs that you claim you broke. Like, I don't. Okay. And I just don't understand. And again, I actually have to play this. I probably got to tell this story in just bits and pieces because, again, it just gets that deep. And it's just Friday. It's just Friday about 10:30 a.m. I also get a text from the other one, you, who, again, I tell people all the time, if you're not there, sometimes it's a blessing. In the skies as well. Like, sometimes, again, don't be happy you weren't there. But at the same time, if you were there, you would know exactly what was going on, know what's up. I say these things all the time. But because I don't like telling these stories, these things happen, I try to move past it as quickly as possible, especially if it's a problem or it makes me, or whatever. I just fuck it, round, pass, bam, bam, get a handle, move on. But some people just want to be so involved in shit, too, where it's like, you be thankful that you didn't get there the other day or was involved in this shit or whatever. Only these people had to be involved in it. And like, this person really had to deal with anything because it was only stuff that was inside held hostage with my shit. So, you know, but now you hit me up on something like, oh my God, you're acting like you don't want me there because of the whoop and everything. And you ask me what happened, and I physically tell you, like, yo, basically this is what happened. But again, good thing you're not involved. I can get you in a little while. We'll just let me know about it. But now you're trying to make yourself, like, why do you want to be involved in this? This and then stay out of it. That's the safest place for you to be, and stay out of it. Because, again, it has nothing to do with you. Did nobody affect you or anything like that. I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to get back into, because now, supposedly, the biggest problem, supposedly, is no longer an issue. Again, she did exactly what I knew she was going to do. Everything played out exactly how I thought it was going to play out as far as this situation goes. You know, but again, but the fact that it's happening at this time to this extreme, whoop and everything, and it's still persisting and all that, again, there's certain things, trust. I know that you ran out of other people and thought that I was going to, like, I don't know what you thought. I don't, and I'm not trying to think about that, but no. So, but now I got this person. How you doing? What's up? Gonna pick you up bright and early. Go over there, you know, make sure that everybody's situated, you know, try to do what I can, you know, give the children the EBT card. Go run down to the store, make sure everybody get at least one, two things that they want to be situated or whatever. Let's go. We got work to do. I'm trying to be positive. Let's do this. But all you want to know about, try to catch up on what happened last night. I don't want to tell that story because I'm trying to focus on. And I already know it's about to be talked about the whole fucking weekend. Who else is going to tell it? I already know my mother's going to tell the story. Over and over again. Over and over again. Over again. Maybe that's what you wanted. That's why you wild out the way some motherfuckers are talking about you. I know overall, and so I kind of play out how certain things go and everything like that. So, you know, and let's see. And we got the other ones already waiting back. Because, again, it was basically a trade. Like, you know, we'll just, you go that way, you come this way, like, everybody like, I'll be well. Go get this shit situated. Get rid of you. Go pick up this person. Right, bam, back over here. Like, and now everybody, at least who's supposed to, as far as the video shoot goes, where he's like, ah. All right, let's figure this shit out. Day later, die short. So, pause. Thursday, Thursdays. The Mega Radio Reality. Wait, where is it? Reality. Radio, and I want to do, yeah, grab back.
Yeah, Daddy here, LA, West Coast, all day. And you are on the dark side. But this right here is the darkest it's gonna get.
Don't do it!
There's too much shit going on.
Don't do it!
It's built up and boiled over.
Don't do it!
So now I gotta let it go.
It's
please!
Let's try. Oh,
go!
Sorry.
Daddy ready.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Daggers just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you have me. Daggers gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalkers. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's what me, I'm sitting laugh. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
What's the deal? Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger feel. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can cloud a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide
you hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you're doing. Yeah. Niggas got
got me laughing too. They claim they true, but really fake. I know respect, they love to hate. Scared to fight, bars ain't tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are.
Quit staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never
blow.
I hate the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pippin'. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join the gang, slang, weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
your problem.
You the one raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Back ass titty, put it down her throat on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her. You the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does the stuff. Glad I got my music, if I didn't, I would kill myself.